Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? Hey, it's a two for Tuesday. What's that mean? Two songs? No, two emails. Two more, as we like, as the kids call them, DMs on Insta. What's up? I'm an Insta fanatic now. Got a couple more messages that came in. Questions over the airways. Want to share those with you because I'm pretty confident you have the same questions. Hey, before we get started, my name's Sam Crowley. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Let's get right into it, man. This is going south like a stone just tied to your foot, thrown into the lake, man. How do we get after this? JJ Cover. Crowley, been listening to your show for a few months now. It's changed my life. You've inspired me to think bigger than a career 9-to-5 and pursue my passion of film videography through entrepreneurship. But I'm still working a 9-to-5 and heading like a freight train towards Every Day is Saturday. That's awesome, man. I love that, heading like a freight train. Quick question. What comments do you have on crippling depression? This is something that many seem to struggle with, and even I do occasionally. The marriage is tough, the job is draining, family issues, and so forth. Sometimes life gets so tough and depression settles in. What are your thoughts on how to conquer this? Hey, man, that's a great question. Look, you're a guy like me or a girl, and you're, you know, high like this, like, fired up every day, Saturday. If you're always up, where's the only place you can go? Down, right? I mean, yeah, man, I get depressed. I sure do. Sure as hell do. Everybody I know does. Now, here's the difference, though. I've managed to manage it to a point where the valleys are not as low as they used to be. Like, I would go so freaking high, man. I'll give an example. I spoke at an event one time in L.A., and I was on fire. I mean, I was on the panel with experts there. It was like a who's who and speakers, and I was part of the panel. I'm looking around like, which one of these doesn't go with the other? Like me and, you know, just famous speakers, okay? And then I get to speak later that day, that evening, and crushed it. I mean, sold like six figures from the platform, okay? So that all happened in the span of 6 hours. The next day, I couldn't even get out of bed. And I was like paralyzed. I'm like, what in the hell's going on, man? I just had like the greatest day of my life. What am I doing? Why am I feeling this way? And it's because when you get so high and you have winds that are at such a level, you got to prevent that valley from crashing down. So what I do, and look, JJ, this is a really good question. And I got another one coming up after this from someone else who messaged me on Instagram. This is a really good question. How I deal with it, I put myself in a state that I know picks me up. So what picks me up? Getting the hell out of the house. Or in this case, getting out of the hotel room in LA, going for a walk at that moment, and just looking around. And I'm telling you, if you haven't read the book, Present Not Perfect, I just listened to Oprah's podcast. I think I mentioned this over the weekend, her Soulful podcast. And that was really an eye-opener for me. And I know this stuff. It's not that I don't know it, but you know it too. But we all need somebody to really just tell it to us in layman's terms. Be present. So that morning after that speech in LA I gave, and I was flying high and six figures in an hour, but it felt like I had lost six figures. I mean, it's really just, it's the weirdest feeling in the world. And I had to get out of my hotel room, put a baseball hat, sweatpants on, walk down, grab the Starbucks out of the lounge there. Spent like $6. Aren't hotel Starbucks just the biggest ripoff, by the way? Side note, whole other story about how they gouge it. Anyways, okay. And I'm complaining because I just rocked it on stage the night before. Why would I even complain about a $4 cup of coffee? So I go walking up Century Boulevard in L.A., and planes are landing by LAX there, and I'm just taking it all in, man. And I kept walking, and I kept walking, and I kept walking, and this was probably, I don't know, it was about 8 in the morning, and I ran into a series of rental car stores, Hertz, Avis, all that, Alamo. So I got on my app, I got on Priceline, and I found, you know, the Hertz dealer there and reserved a little car and literally just walked in. 2 minutes later, it says, your order's here. Here you go. Boom. And then I rented that car, drove to the ocean. It was a 10-minute drive. Had never been to the ocean in L.A. before in my life. Had no idea how to get there. I figured we were close because every time we took off from LAX, it went over the ocean in about a second. So I figured, can't be that far. That's how my mind thinks. Could have been 800 miles. And I rented a car, went to the ocean, sat on the beach for an hour, and man, my state changed. I mean, I just was looking at this awe-inspiring body of water thinking, holy cow, I'm nothing on this planet. I mean, my worries, my fears, they mean absolutely nothing. Look at the seagulls are flying over, and people are walking, and you know, you see people of ages 90 years old to 9 years old with youthful exuberance, and I'm like, man, I got no problems at all. Even if I hadn't made 100 grand the day before, even if I hadn't been on that panel, if I hadn't been living my dream, I was crashing down, and I know that feeling because it happens a lot. When it happens at home, if I'm not on the road, and by the way, I took that rental car back, and immediately I kept walking around the block, and I got back to my hotel in a completely different state than I woke up in because I forced myself to be grateful for what I had. And it's funny how money never does it for me. Money never, ever does it for me. It doesn't matter how much I make, how fast I make it, never makes me happy, ever. That's why I know I can do without it. That's why I downsized my life. It just doesn't do anything. For some people, it's a big deal, man. It's a rush, and kudos to them. As long as they don't worship it, that's great. It just never does anything for me. So then when I'm home, and when you work from home as an entrepreneur, you got to guard yourself. The good news is you work from home. The bad news is you work from home. And so when I'm home and I'm staring at this computer all day long, or I'm creating content or shooting video, I got to get out, man. So I go to the gym, and exercising, I think, has this impact on everybody. I mean, across the board, most people associate the pain of getting going. Like if you could get that 12-minute sweat without having to deal with the first 11 minutes, everybody would work out. But it's that getting the old rickety bones, the cold body going, going and going. Got a lot of fitness people following me as well on Instagram. I know who you are. Even if I don't shout you out by your Instagram name, I got a lot of in-shape men and women following me. Thank you so much for all your recipes, your workout videos. I watch them all. You guys are amazing, by the way. And you would agree, wouldn't you? The people that are into health and fitness, that you feel amazing after a workout. So that does it for me when I'm home and not traveling, is getting to the gym, going. I went for a 5-mile run yesterday. I came home, and it was just one of those mornings. It was overcast. It was 65 degrees. I could have run 500 miles. That's how my body felt. And I'm 49 years old. I feel great, man. After a run, I love, 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 love that feeling. And it puts me right in what? What's the word I've used about 7 times? State. So my question back to you, JJ, what puts you in state? It's not a bowl of ice cream. It's not a wad of $100 bills. What is it, man? Is it holding your significant other's hand while you go for a walk through the park? Then you got to do that, man, every single day. Is it going to the gym? Is it walking around a store? Hell, I go to the mall and walk around, and I put myself in state because I feel grateful that I'm in an environment. I like electricity going around me. I like energy around me. I can't, if given, you know, a quiet place, on occasion I'll take it, like my front porch. I love sitting on my porch. I do it all the time, having coffee. But I love being in a place where there's a lot of people. I just love the energy. I'm a great people watcher. I love watching people. So my answer to you, JJ, and everybody else that suffers from depression, what, and I don't mean depression necessarily even in the clinical term where you need medication. I just mean, how do you avoid the lows? Put yourself in an environment that puts you in a state. Go jump in a pool, man. Swimming is, oh, God, I was doing it last October, November when I was training for my triathlon that I never did ever and quit thinking about it 8 weeks after I started training for it. That's a true champion. Someone who begins training for a triathlon and then forgets to even do it, you know, doesn't have any interest in doing it. But boy, when I jumped in that pool, it was like being in a different world. I would take a lap. And look, I did 2 laps and almost vomited. And then I did 8, and then I did 20, and then I ended up doing 120, 130 laps in a pool. Good Lord. I got to get back to swimming. That reminds me. But those types of things put me in a state that when I was in that pool, I was in my own state. New Edition concert never, ever, ever disappoints me. So if you know New Edition's anywhere near you and you don't tell me, we're not even, don't even call me your friend. Okay, don't even message me. Experiences, to put it in a nutshell, experiences keep me from getting depressed. Creating memories, not money, creating memories keep me from crashing. I joke right now about that New Edition. I can still tell you when it was, the end of April 2012, when I saw them in concert for the first time in Toledo, Ohio, on a total whim. Just got on StubHub just to see what concerts were coming up. I'd never even really been on StubHub. This was 5 years ago. I saw a New Edition. I'm like, New Edition? You got to be freaking kidding me. Their 30th anniversary tour? I drove 3 hours that next night, stayed in a hotel in Toledo. Holy cow. It was like Elvis, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and everybody else was in that building playing in front of me, because that's what it was. I still talk about that night. Hell, it's been 5.5 years. I'm still talking about it. Those are the types. I want to create memories. I'll buy a ticket to a sporting event, a concert, anything, man. I got to experience a memory, because a memory is something that you can lodge in your mind. It's like a Rolodex. Whenever you're feeling down, you can always go, yeah, oh, look at that. Even photos of those memories. Yeah, look at that. Look at my body 5 years ago. Look at the concert I was at 5 years ago. Look at this amazing, look at the golf course, whatever it is, whatever puts you in that state, get in that state. I hope that helps, man. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. But I know when I'm feeling depressed, and I know when I'm about to crash, and I immediately get to the gym, go for a run, jump in the pool, create a memory, and make it happen, and I don't even think twice about it. All right? JJ, cool. Thank you. Next question. Isaac says, hey, Sam, been listening to your show for about the past 4 months now. My name is Isaac. I'm 22, from California. My question would be regarding credit card debt. I've already started buying and flipping the buying and flipping tool, but I wanted to know some of the routes you took or the perspectives you used to get rid of debt. Thank you for the consistent inspiration. God bless. Thanks, Isaac. Great question. Debt, credit card. Look, debt can be like a loaded weapon. It can be used for good, and it can be used not so good. I joke about my first rental property, a duplex I bought with a credit card. That's a true story. Most of mine are. That was 15 years ago, and it was just everybody thought I'd lost my mind, but hey, it happened. Here's the other thing. I went bankrupt, got into debt, but it wasn't because I did crazy stuff with a credit card. A business went bad. However, Dave Ramsey, if you've never bought his book, Financial Peace, or subscribed to anything about Dave, you've got to get plugged into Dave Ramsey. He is the only person I would refer anybody to about debt. And I know there's a lot of people that teach it, how to get rid of debt. I followed Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. Not to the letter. I didn't buy the course. I listened to his podcast. I bought his audiobook, though, and I can't remember the name, but it was about a six-hour audio that I listened to. And here's basically Dave Ramsey's perspective on getting out of debt. Take your lowest balance, if it's a $300 department store card, pay it off. Done. That be dumb. Now, he's the cut up the card guy. I'm not necessarily a cut up a card guy, but he is a pay it off, cut it up. So you got your Kohl's card, your JCPenney card, whatever it is, $300 balance, done. Move on to the next one. Maybe it's an $800 bank Visa or something. Start paying that off. Get that paid off. Be it. Boom. Now you've got, take the monthly payment that you were making to those two cards, add that to the next month's payment of your next highest balance, and it's called snowballing your debt, getting away with it by snowballing. You're creating a snowball. You're paying off your lowest balance of your card. Then you're taking that monthly payment you would have made towards that card, snowballing that onto the next card. And Dave does it, you know, look, we realize if you got a card that's got a $10,000 balance and a card that's got a $300 balance, why would you pay the one off that's $300? That's not killing you nearly as much as the one at $10,000. Well, psychology is everything. Psychology got you into that debt, and psychology is going to get you out of that debt, meaning you get a win. We all need a win. I mean, life's about momentum. By the way, I'm launching the Momentum Club this week. Oh, my God, I haven't even mentioned that. I got to do a podcast about the Momentum Club. You need to join the Momentum Club. Everybody needs to join. More information on tomorrow's show. It's psychological. You got in this, I don't even know, if I'm not saying you, necessarily. That's not what I'm saying, Isaac. You got in this mess, quote unquote. People get into a mess because of the psychological slave-like to the lender mentality. Yeah, you can't. You get in, you get in, you get in. You're like a quicksand. You can't get out. You're paying, and interest is eating it up. Paying, and interest is eating up. Pay the lowest balance off. Snowball that payment into the next one, and just keep it going. And I'm telling you, man, Dave Ramsey has a bajillion success stories. Did you know 6 months ago I got courted to be Dave Ramsey's replacement? Did you know? Now, me and maybe 500 other people, but I just got a email 2 weeks ago saying, thank you for your interest in being the next Dave Ramsey. I guess he's stepping aside, and somebody referred me there. I don't know what it is, but I guess Dave Ramsey's not going to be in Dave Ramsey anymore and what he's doing. So, yeah, that was pretty cool, man. Just even be considered for that. But I love what I do with Every Day is Saturday. You guys would have lost me on the podcast. Oh, my God. What would we have done? Nobody with dumb jokes and bad hair talking about this stuff. So I would definitely plug into Dave Ramsey's podcast, Entre Leadership, on iTunes. It's one of the top podcasts there. I would definitely buy his audiobooks or his printed books, whatever you prefer to absorb that information. Financial Peace, and learn how the Dave Ramsey way of snowballing debt, paying off your credit cards. And in no time, I'm telling you, man, you're going to be out of debt. I promise you that much, if you just follow his plan. So that's what I got. That's what I got. That's what I got. Would you like me to answer your questions on the Everyday Saturday podcast? I sure would love to. I love you guys, man. I'm discovering a whole new avenue, and it's you. You make the show. You're the reason I do the show. So why wouldn't I want to answer your questions? Hey, that's it. I'm out. That's it. It's Tuesday night. I'm off to my small group with the 85-year-old people. I think we're going to down some wine tonight. I don't know if we're going to turn the water into wine or just going to drink the wine. I'm not quite sure, but I'm with my old peeps tonight at the Bible small group. We get a kick out of it. At least I think they get a kick out of me. They laugh a lot at me. I mean, with me, I think. And it's just a great life, man. It's just great being free. God, I love being free. Thank you, God, for allowing me to quit the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, to jump out of bed that just over broke, and allowing me to be free.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.